الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في مجلس يحدث القوم جاءه أعرابي فقال متى الساعة فمضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يحدث فقال بعض القوم سمع ما قال فكره ما قال وقال بعضهم بل لم يسمع حتى إذا قضى حديثه قال أين أراه السائل عن الساعة قال ها أنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإذا ضيعت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة قال كيف إذاعتها قال إذا وسد الأمر إلى غير أهله فانتظر الساعة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه سيز بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلس whilst the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was in a gathering, yuhaddithul qawma, speaking to a group of people, ja'ahu a'arabiyun, a Bedouin came to him. فقال, and he said, متى الساعة, when will the Qiyamah take place? فمضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يحدث. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam continued with his conversation. He continued with his speech. And he did not pay attention to the question of the questioner. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is sitting in a gathering with a group of people, and he is speaking to them, he is talking to them. He is either answering their questions or he is teaching them something. And a Bedouin joins that gathering, and without taking notice, of the engagement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he abruptly asks a question. He does not wait for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to conclude his conversation. He abruptly asks a question, Matta sa'atu? When will Qiyamah take place? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay attention. And he continued with his speech. He continued with his conversation. He continued with his khutbah. He continued with his teaching. The Sahaba Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in, who were sat in that gathering and who were observing everything, some of them said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond because he did not hear the question. The question arose as to why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond. So some of them said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hear his question. Maybe because he was asking this question from a distance. And this group of Sahaba, who were of this opinion, assumed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hear the question. Or maybe, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was occupied in talking and speaking to this group of people, and when a person is engrossed in a conversation, sometimes he does not realize that somebody is speaking to him. So this one group of Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in, said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond because he did not hear the question. One quality of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in, which every seeker of knowledge and which every seeker of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Akhirah needs to understand, is that they used to come in the company of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn deen. To learn deen with the objective of practicing what they have learned. Because it was their belief that we cannot become successful in the life hereafter without living our lives according to the wishes of our Creator. And the wishes of the Creator can only be known through His Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi majma'in, each and every one of them was from the people of the Akhirah, from Rijalul Akhirah. They were always concerned about the hereafter. And they came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this view only. We want to learn and we want to understand what our Creator desires from us. And thereafter, live our lives according to the desire of our Creator. This was their only motive when coming in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So they would very carefully observe everything and try to understand everything. So whenever something used to happen, immediately questions used to arise in their minds. Because they wanted to know why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam behaved in this manner. If I come across a similar situation, how do I need to behave? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to some people and a person asks a question abruptly, whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is engaged in talking. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not respond. So the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, who were observing this scenario, wanted to know why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond. Because that will decide for them what they should do in a similar situation. So some of them said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond to the question of the Bedouin because he did not hear the question. That means if we were in a similar situation and if somebody asked us a question and we heard that question, then there is a possibility that we need to answer immediately. And there is a possibility that we can ignore. We need to find out. Here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond because he did not hear the question. So if a person is sitting in a gathering or sitting with an individual and he is talking to him and somebody asks a question and he does not hear the question, then giving answer to that question does not arise because he hasn't heard the question. So some of them assume that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not respond because he did not hear the question. The others said no. The others said, Samiya ma qala fakariha ma qala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did hear the question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the question. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam either disliked the question or disliked the manner of the questioner. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not answer because he did not hear the question. If he had heard, he may have answered. Or he may not have answered. But he has not heard the question. And the second opinion is that no, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the question. If all of us heard the question, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have heard the question. He heard the question. It was very clear and loud. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not respond because he disliked. He disliked what he said. So he disliked the question. Mata sa'ato, when will qiyamah take place? Now there are two types of questions. Type number one, a person asks a question and the answer will not give benefit neither to the questioner nor to other people who are sitting in that gathering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked such questions. When will Qiyamah take place? If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah will take place after 500 years, what is the benefit? Qiyamah will take place after 1000 years. What is the benefit for the questioner? And what is the benefit for other people who are sitting in that gathering? People in this day and age ask so many different types of questions. And they ask questions without being in need of the answer of that question. In another gathering, a person asked the same question, "Mata sa'atu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when will Qiyamah take place? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma adatta laha?" What preparations have you made for Qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by asking this question, was motivating the questioner and also the audience to learn to ask questions. When will Qiyamah take place? Whether we know the answer or whether we do not know the answer, it's not going to make any difference. But what preparations have I made for the day of Qiyamah? The answer will make a lot of difference. I have made preparations, alhamdulillah. I have not made preparations. So start making preparations. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is teaching this particular sahabi radiyallahu anhu that you should be asking beneficial questions. Not questions which has no benefit. Instead of trying to find out when Qiyamah is going to take place, try to find out how much preparations you have made for the day of Qiyamah. The Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in knew this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam dislikes questions the answer of which has no benefit, neither for the questioner nor for those people who are sitting in that gathering. So they thought that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has heard the question, but he has ignored him and he has rejected to answer because he has disliked this question. My friends, this is the first type of question. The second type of question is that question, the answer of which benefits the questioner and also those people who are sitting in that gathering. Is this halal? Is this haram? If a person is involved in this type of sin, what warnings have been mentioned in the ahadith, in the Quran? If a person is involved in this particular disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can he come onto the straight path? How can he repent and come onto the straight path? Beneficial questions. Some people ask questions for the sake of questions only. So this group of Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, they said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has heard the question, but he has disliked the question. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ignored him. In order to teach him, and in order to teach all the other sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, not to ask useless questions, futile questions. Or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has heard the question, but he did not respond because he has disliked the manner of questioning. He did not adopt the adab that was required. He should have waited for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complete his conversation, to conclude his talk, and thereafter he should have questioned. So these two opinions remained amongst the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in a gathering, speaking, teaching a group of companions. A Bedouin arrives and he asks a question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not respond. One group of Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa jama'in assumed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond because he did not hear the question. And the other group assumed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has heard the question, but he disliked either the question or the manner of questioning. These two opinions remained amongst the Sahaba. There was no third opinion. Until when? Hatta idha qada hadithahu. Until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his conversation. And when he completed his conversation, he turned to the people and he said, Aina urahu as-sa'ilu anis-sa'ati? Aina as-sa'ilu anis-sa'ati? Where is the questioner regarding the time of Qiyamah? Where is the questioner regarding the time of Qiyamah? Now it was clear that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did hear the question. So this difference of opinion remained amongst the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala ali majma'in until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his previous conversation, and thereafter he asked about the questioner. Where is that person who was asking about the time of Qiyamah? So there were three possibilities. Possibility number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hear the question. This possibility is now negated. Possibility number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did hear the question, but he disliked the question. He disliked the question. That possibility is still there. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond immediately to show his unhappiness. Possibility number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like the manner of questioning. That possibility is still there also. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay attention to reprimand him, to make him aware of his mistake. And there is also a fourth possibility, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question, mata sa'ato, when will Qiyamah take place, before responding, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited for the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before responding, is asking, where is that person who asked regarding the time of Qiyamah? قال هانا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, here I am, O the messenger of Allah. O the messenger of Allah, here I am. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered his question by saying, فَإِذَا دُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةُ فَانْتَذِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When amana and trust is neglected, then you should wait for qiyamah. Inshallah, we will continue with this hadith next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true understanding of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to practice also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا